I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, October 16th. A judge is now reviewing two lawsuits filed against the city of Quincy regarding the mayor's salary. A hearing was held in Norfolk Superior Court yesterday on the suits brought by Quincy Citizens for Fair Raises and separately five residents. Both lawsuits are asking a judge to allow a question to appear on the November 4th ballot, asking voters if they want to roll back the mayor's salary set to take effect in 2028 from $285,000 to $183,000. It would also set 2% annual raises for all elected officials and require any change to that be approved by voters. Now, the lawsuits argue that the city clerk failed to certify over 1,800 signatures on the ballot petition by not checking the printed names against the voter rolls. Attorneys representing the Fair Raises group and the five citizens argued that state law allows printed names on ballot petitions. Attorney Lauren Goldberg from KP Law, representing the city, argued that if printed names had been in the signature column of the petition, they would have been certified. Goldberg also argued that the ballot question would be illegal under state law and that the petition was presented too late to appear on this year's ballot. Attorneys for the plaintiffs also argued that a special election could be held for the ballot question, or it could be placed on a ballot in a future election. Congressman Stephen Lynch will be one of the speakers at a No Kings rally in Quincy on Saturday. Groups from Quincy, Hingham, Hull, and Scituate will gather at the Hancock Adams Common Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to speak out against what they say are the authoritarian excesses of the Trump administration. Nationwide, over 2,000 similar events have been scheduled, including dozens in Massachusetts. Organizers expect that millions of Americans will take to the streets to oppose what they say are the administration's unconstitutional actions. Up to 1,000 people are expected to attend the Quincy rally. The groups say Quincy is a fitting place to hold their event, given its pivotal place in the American Revolution. Other speakers will include representatives from immigration assistance agencies, UMass Medical School, and Harvard Medical School. Live music is also planned for the event. Jamal Griffin, who has served as an assistant coach of the Quincy College men's basketball team for the past two seasons, has now been elevated to head coach for the 2025-26 season. Griffin takes the coaching reins from Doug Scott, who led the Granite for the past nine seasons. Scott is stepping down from coaching to focus on his responsibilities as the college's director of athletics, a post to which he was appointed in June. In addition to Griffin's two-year tenure as a Granite assistant, his resume includes head coaching experience at Boston's Cathedral High School, as well as with the Boston Amateur Basketball Club. A graduate of UMass Lowell, where he himself was a student athlete, Griffin and his wife live on the South Shore with three children. The Granite's new season begins with a home game against Salem State University on Saturday, October 25th at 1 p.m. at Quincy High School. Admission to all Quincy College basketball games is free. Well, a mural is being painted on the walls of the Willard Street Underpass in West Quincy. Muralist Shane Leonard is painting scenes of Quincy's granite industry, including the Bunker Hill Monument, Quincy City Hall, the base of the Statue of Liberty, and Minot's Ledge Light. The mural is being painted near the historic Granite Railway. This coming weekend, thousands of rowers will be competing in the head of the Charles Regatta, but the harmful algae bloom that's been in the Charles River since the summer is still there. For months, Massachusetts Cyanobacteria Advisory page has listed parts of the river that separate Boston and Cambridge. Also called blue-green algae, the bacteria can be toxic to people and animals. Massachusetts Department of Public Health continues to monitor the cyanobacteria levels throughout the river. There is currently an advisory for the area downstream of the River Street Bridge. This year marks the regatta's 60th anniversary with the biggest field yet. Nearly 12,000 athletes will descend on the Charles River, representing 45 states and 26 countries. The Department of Public Health will have updated test results today. It's possible the advisory could be lifted just in time for the head of the Charles. The event kicks off Friday at 7:45 a.m. The final race is scheduled for 4:19 p.m. on Sunday. The last phase in moving the Citgo sign over Kenmore Square, one of Boston's most recognizable modern landmarks, is underway. After getting final approval from the city, the restoration and repositioning of the sign is the final piece of the redevelopment project at 660 Beacon Street. Signs being moved to ensure its visibility for years to come. The sign will be positioned 30 feet higher and 120 feet to the east to restore and preserve the original view corridor, ensuring it can be enjoyed by the public from its permanent home in Kenmore Square. A sign at that location first became part of the Boston skyline in 1940, but at the time, it had a different logo. The original sign said City's Service, which was a brand name prior to the creation of the Citgo brand and triangle-shaped logo in 1965. Since then, the 11-foot letters and iconic red logo have become synonymous with the city skyline. Piece by piece, the 60-by-60-foot sign will be moved and anchored to new custom footings recently installed on the roof of the Beacon Street building. Planning for the sign's future began in 2018 and involved the review of several city organizations. Well, the Cops in the Parks series continues in Quincy on Tuesdays and Thursdays through next Thursday. It'll be held tonight from 4 to 8 p.m. at Lingo's Park in Germantown, and all are welcome to attend. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 17 points. The NASDAQ rose 148. And the S&P is up 26. Most Asian stocks rose, tracking gains on Wall Street. The dollar was up, the euro higher, and oil at $58 a barrel. Sports, the Bruins are in Vegas against the Golden Knights tonight at 10 o'clock. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy, windy, and brisk with highs only in the low to mid-50s. For tonight, clear, chilly, lows in the upper 30s. Sunshine tomorrow, high 61. Saturday, sunny, high of 63. Partly sunny Sunday at a high 69. The marine forecast calls for 2-foot waves, northwest winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 25 knots. There is a small craft advisory in effect through Friday night. High tide, 8:15 a.m. and 8:32 p.m. Sunrise, 6:57, sets at 5:59. One traffic note, the Four River Bridge is scheduled to open at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, October 16th.